26th on this live Sunday broadcast. And I almost forgot to add, the year is 2020. We're here. The age of the foretold Buck Rogers and George Jetson. But it's not how Hollywood told us it would be. Because the future, technology, is not evenly distributed. All right, thank you for joining us. To say that we've reached information overload is nothing but a redundancy. Every day I come back to sit in this chair after doing enormous amounts of research, there is a sense of dread, a sense of fear, a sense of panic, a sense of concern, but also a sense of exhilaration and empowerment, and that great times of change after great decades of stagnation are here, and that good exists just like evil. And that if we have faith in that, that humanity has more than a chance. But this is the animating contest of liberty. And I'm going to attempt to cover the news. It's all completely over the top. I could easily talk for 10 hours about Kobe Bryant and how much it's really freaked people out that he was announced dead just a few hours ago with at least one of his young daughters in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California. And the psychology of how people are so upset, because he was a smart, likable guy. He was a great basketball player. He was a handsome guy, well-spoken, a father figure. And he'd been falsely accused before and been through the ringer. And there's nothing like somebody who you know is innocent being persecuted that makes you endear someone. It was Stalin that said, one man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 die, it's a statistic. So I could talk all day about Kobe Bryant, and I've shot a 6.5-minute video that just went live on Infowars.com if you want to know what I think about it, the different facets to it. I made a couple calls to two different helicopter pilots I know. One's a military helicopter pilot, one's a private helicopter pilot. And they basically said the same thing, that that helicopter he was on was very new, very high tech, and they would never fly into fog. It has FLIR, so you can see where you're going. So how they flew into the side of a mountain, there's the wreckage right there for TV viewers. Very tragic. And that's his helicopter, his big high tech fancy helicopter. So somebody wasn't paying attention, or something malfunctioned. But why you'd fly into a bank of fog when you've got FLIR? And all sorts of other technology on those things. I mean, you can fly in pitch black, rain, fog. It sees right through all of it. So maybe the FLIR was out that day. But that said, I'm done talking about it. Because if you want to join Kobe Bryant, where we all will join Kobe Bryant, we're all going to meet our maker. Death's the great equalizer. But we could all join him a lot faster with this virus outbreak that's now a pandemic, headed towards a global pandemic, with the cover-up unraveling, Xi Jinping admitting it's a crisis, troops and armored vehicles and checkpoints and millions trying to flee Wuhan. I mean, this is total breakdown. And the fifth case has popped up in the U.S., and we have exclusive, horrifying intel that's so intense. I was planning to go on vacation in 6 days. I never go on vacation. I need to do it. And for just 4 or 5 days, I'm probably going to cancel that, because it's just that intense. It's all coming up, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. You got the trial of the president. You've got, it just goes on and on. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live, From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And yes, it is. The only way InfoWars has any power, the only way we break through the globalist propaganda Berlin Wall, that electronic iron curtain, is you. Your will, your human intelligence, your action, spreading the live links at man.video, InfoWars.com/show, NewsWars.com/show. And yes, the site man.video is exploding. But it's not enough. We need to be reaching hundreds of millions of people a day, not tens of millions. We need to absolutely blow through the enemy blockade, their attempt to shadow ban us, the Phantom Zone, because this transmission is critical, is vital to the future of humanity. We are fighting for the pro-human future. We've cracked the globalist code. We know who runs it. We know how to stop them. And the enemy's fear of this operation has been their undoing. I can tell you, with some positive news, we're getting the really serious bad news, but knowing the bad news is half the battle, so we can deal with it. I got a lot of phone calls in the last 24 hours by a lot of high-powered people, and I'll just leave it at that. Let's just say folks up at the top of the food chain, in media and in government, literally asking me my opinion on the world and what I thought. And I said the same thing to at least three of them. I said, well, you can tune into the show any day and see what I'm saying. And they said, Alex, the strangest thing was several of them said, Alex, we need you to condense it down, because you just go for hours and hours and no one can digest that. Can you put out a daily briefing? Can you put out like a 2-minute report? It was crazy, because it's weird how the ether works, how sixth sense works, how everybody's psychic to a certain extent. Because I've got all these phone calls by high-powered people this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and they were all basically asking what I think's about to happen. And I was saying to them, well, I'll be honest with you, I don't know. Because I don't think anybody knows what's about to happen. You can see out into the future if you've done the research and you've done the work and you are focused on it and you are lined up with God. But you see, God gives us free will. So the decisions we make and what we do is what is going to have a large effect on the steerage and the direction we go as a culture and as a species. And that's really what it's all about, is the globalists tell us humans suck and we're bad and we're ugly and we need to be gotten rid of. And that's just not the case. And anything the New World Order is pushing, you know, is pure death. So let me just say it this way. We've got, of all the guests I could get on, the guest you've been hearing more and more frequently on the show because he's so smart, so aware of what's happening, Mike Adams. And he's married to a lady from China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, whole region. And he's got businesses over there. And he's an engineer, and he's a scientist, and he has a lot of contacts. And I don't just believe Mike Adams. I've been reading stuff he's been writing about at naturalnews.com and noticing 3-4 days later with this whole coronavirus Wuhan situation, it's exactly what he said, but 3 or 4 days later. So we've got his stories posted as well up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And at the bottom of the hour, he's going to join us, and we're going to lay out how serious this is on so many fronts. But before then, I'm going to hit a bunch of other news, and then after he leaves us, I'll get into the other pieces to this. But 2020 is already shaping up, only 26 days into it, to be one hell of a year, like so many people at a gut level thought it would be. China warns that coronavirus can spread before symptoms show as death toll rises, CNN. Well, we told you back on Monday that it's going through the eyes. It's a 10-day incubation period, and that it's already spread across the world. And now that's all confirmed exactly as our sources said. Not just Mike Adams, but others. Coronavirus victim writhes around and shakes uncontrollably on hospital trolley. I mean, we've just got hundreds of these horrifying videos of armored vehicles and people dropping dead and roads being blocked, people panicking. I mean, it's like World War Z stuff, but it's real. Continuing, nobody can leave. Trapped in Wuhan, residents stock up. But you see, millions did already flee and already got on airplanes. Right here in Austin, one of the richest cities in the world, it's confirmed there's a large Chinese influx right now. So Wuhan's here, folks. 56 million quarantined in China as evidence mounts communist government cover-up, true death toll, and scale of pandemic. We put that out 3 days ago on the show, 2 days ago in articles, and now I can show you AP Reuters with the exact same headline. Because I've been holding back on the intel we have just because I don't want to be wrong. But in a situation like this, you've got to speculate. Breaking, coronavirus hits 15% fatality rate, 83% infection rate for those exposed. That's an Infowars.com article. And it's got Mike Adams research and others in it. But it's Lancet. Lancet is the big respected medical journal. And off of the sample rate they did, that's what they found. Now, the good news is it was very low sample rate of people. So hopefully this study is skewed massively, and not normally the 3 to 5% or so. But regardless, this is not your normal SARS, which is also coronavirus. It's way worse than SARS. Here's another one. Xi says China faces a grave situation as virus toll climbs. New research cast doubt on coronavirus epidemic started at Wuhan food market. Oh, yeah, people eating bats. As fun as it is to talk about, folks, this didn't come out of somebody eating a bat. The fact that the Chinese are so run down and so starving on average and malnourished is the big takeaway. So, yes, the kill rate of what's happening to Chinese won't be as bad, but it's still terrible, and we feel for everybody. And again, the Chinese are great people. They just are the most homogeneous people whose genetic bloodline, other than Koreans, is the most close to itself. And so when you have a genetic bloodline that is so similar, it makes it very easy let's just say this. In plants, they know that hybrid vigor makes a plant much stronger to disease and things like that. I mean, it's true. Anybody will tell you a mutt dog is tougher, lives longer, has less health problems. I mean, everybody knows that. Some hybrid super dog, you know. Yeah, it's supposedly super dog, but, you know, it's got some problems, to say the least. Like royal families or the Egyptian royals or any of that. I mean, inbreeding is not a good thing, okay? And it's not that Chinese are inbred. It's that their genetic system is so, their genome is very similar. Very similar. So they're in for a lot of trouble. China is the time bomb. And they've got a bunch of nuclear weapons. And the whole thing's a giant stinking mess. But like I said, when Mike Adams joins us, here's the bottom line. Maybe we should put the headline up that's the live feed on InfoWars and NewsWars today. I mean, I wrote the headline 30 minutes ago. I forget the exact headline. Maybe we can just pull it up. But it's Xi admits that China's in a major crisis as fears mount that this is a man-made bioweapon. I mean, that's really the, there it is. Sunday Live, Xi admits China in grave situation, fears mount virus's man-made bioweapon, U.S. orders evacuation. I mean, that's all from stuff being announced. I didn't just pull that out of the ether. Lancet confirms Chinese labs release coronavirus strains 4 times. 5th case in the U.S. confirmed, and there's a high death rate of this. So they're always hyping the flu. This is way more deadly.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Next segment, we're going to lay out the very best thinking and the best research on what's really going to happen with this situation over in China. It's now spread to the United States, the fifth case of this. Very high mortality rate. Now, back when SARS and other events happened, and we saw the World Health Organization involved, the UN, and what the virus was actually doing, it was clear that they were hyping it to promote world government and to get political power for this multinational scientific body to establish planetary government using the crisis of the bioweapon threat or the pathogen outbreak threat. But that was 20 years ago and then 10 years ago. This is now. And this has a much higher confirmed kill rate. And the word is from sources I have that are really smart, I'll just leave it at that, that there's people dying of other things in Wuhan and other areas. But this is like the beginning of a science fiction horror movie. The virus is strengthening, it's mutating, and we know that the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, and others have been developing weaponized versions of this, but that's how the U.S., Russia, and China get around these U.N. conventions, barring bioweapons, as you call it, research labs. So the big question is, why did China go to war with the United States? There, I just said it, didn't I? Did President Trump order this released? The reason I say that is because that's what the Chinese are being told. But you ever seen James Bond movies? In fact, we should always just have this in the computer. I think it's from Russia with Love. The Siamese or Chinese fighting fish video. You guys grab that. It's on YouTube. And you've got the head of Spectre, and you've got two fish in a container, and one goes over and attacks the other, but he gets tired and hurt. The other one dies, and then the third fish waits and comes in and kills the other one and wins. And so I was having discussions with some of my colleagues today, like, who's behind this bioweapon release? Clearly a bioweapon, whole history of it, all of it. And it's multinational corporations, which are Spectre. You know, Ian Fleming was high level, highest level of MI6, OSS, and World War II. And he wrote all these books about shadowy evil groups that want to depopulate the Earth and bring in a world government, and how they'll play the U.S. and Russia off against each other to do it. And oh my gosh, that's exactly what really goes on. And then the modern movies, based off stuff he wrote 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago, there's world government bodies that come in and take over areas they claim for the environment, but really it's about blocking water so they can take control. So as soon as you guys have the audio from that scene, we're going to play it. Just let me know when you do. I know I just sprung that on you. But I could sit here and do entertaining radio about all the stuff that's going on. Or rockets said to hit U.S. embassies in Iraq capital. That's pretty big news. And we've also got Bernie Sanders in the lead in all these different polls. And I think he is in the lead. I mean, he beat Hillary Clinton 4 years ago. And they stole the nomination from him. I don't like Bernie Sanders, but he's actually who got the Democrat nomination. They admitted that. We had superdelegates on video talk to our cameras and say, yes, yeah, Sanders won all these states. It doesn't matter. Hillary will be given them. She's a woman. And now Obama's back trying to put down Sanders and all the rest of it. And, oh, CNN says Joe Rogan's an evil white supremacist and against gay people because he endorsed Sanders which is an attempt to make Sanders decry Rogan. But Sanders knows where the power is. It's with grassroots. It's not with old networks. Smartest thing Sanders did was going on Joe Rogan's show. Had a nice talk with Joe yesterday, and nobody will ever know the details of it, but Joe's figuring stuff out. And Joe never sold out. I figured this out. He's just trying to stay neutral like Switzerland. He's a smart guy. But see, sometimes you just can't stay neutral. And so I think, well, I know advice I've given Joe is certainly coming home to roost for him. Because, man, he just tried to stay out of their way and just try to be himself. And they're not going to let you do that, Joe, because they're jealous of the people, of anything popular. It's like Ford versus Ferrari. It's a true story. The guy could outrun any of those cars. They made him lose some of the matches because it made it more entertaining. Well, they don't even want your car on the racetrack, buddy, because it's been done to me and I know. And see, I want to be on the real racetrack and not be in competition with all the other talk show hosts, but see what we can do to empower humanity and tell everybody how great they are, which really works. Encourage people, give them knowledge, teach them all the secrets so they can learn more secrets and teach us those. But I told Joe, I said, this is how they're going to come at you. And I even told him the ways they do it. And exactly what I told him has happened. And I told him, I said, I'm not laying this blueprint out to give them a blueprint. They've already got a blueprint on you. But just think about that. They're already starting to talk about canceling him, deplatforming him, because he endorsed Bernie. So now you endorse the communist. You're an evil white male. Homophobe. You've got to be taken. It's just the establishment, folks. That's all it is. They don't want Bernie Sanders because they don't control Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is an ideologue. Bernie Sanders is a classic communist that can't find his ass with both hands. He mismanages everything into a gutter. But Bernie Sanders really believes his BS. There's an authenticness to his stink. The globalists didn't own him from day one. Just like they don't own Trump. That's why they don't like him. Does Trump have problems? Yo, he bet he does. We all do. But Trump didn't come out of the loins of the New World Order. That's why they can't stand him. And neither did Bernie Sanders. But you see, the people want what's from the people. Even if it's a horrible thing like Bernie Sanders, bad stuff comes out of the people. That's an organic tumor. That's a real thing right there. So's Trump. So am I. So are you. And everybody can smell it. Everybody knows who's real. Everybody knows the real thing from the fake thing. The real thing's got an electricity about it. An authenticness. Even if it's wrong, it's still true. Like Dave Chappelle said, super deep when he said that speech, when he got that award a few weeks ago, he said, there's truth to comedy. It's all truth. Even if what the person's saying is wrong, the fact that they're allowed to say it in that platform of openness is the truth. Oh, hallelujah to that, Dave Chappelle.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
There's an old saying, if you're not concerned, you're not paying attention. And I got a lot of phone calls in the last few days from important people saying, Alex, what's happening? What's going to happen militarily with Iran? What's going to happen with this virus? What's going to happen with the economy? What's going to happen with Trump? What's going to happen with the impeachment? What's going to happen? And I looked at him and I said, haven't you been airing the show? We're having a discussion about that. I don't claim to have all the answers. That's mainstream media that does that. But I know this. There are evil forces that think one-dimensionally about how can they economically benefit from something. And then if they can get away with doing it, they'll do it. every time. And the world is at a crossroads in a major crisis, and 2020 isn't just a numerical number or an archetype in the numerology. It's real. And we're 26 days in, and all hell is broken loose. Kobe Bryant and his daughter have crashed and died. There's mass stock market upheaval. There's war starting, rockets hitting U.S. bases. You've got human clones being made. You've got, here's a headline, lab-made contravirus, coronavirus, triggers debate. Well, we were reporting this over a week ago, and we were the fake news. Now it's all over the news. The scientist is reporting what Mike Adams was saying here middle of last week. And again, we don't get up here and say, hey, remember we covered all this exactly as being reported now, and we have the articles and videos to prove it. We're not doing that. We're like, listen, we're not making this stuff up. We're giving you the best analysis we've got. We're wrong sometimes, and boy, we really hope we're wrong about the whole thing, but we're not. We're like 98% accurate, okay? So Mike Adams is married to a lady from the China region. He's got businesses over there. He's an engineer. He's a smart guy. He's been writing about this. He's been 5, 6, 7 days on average ahead of it. He can break down what we know, but evidence mounts it's a bioweapon, highly contagious, highly airborne, highly infectious, and extreme death rate. And so you can feel it. All the others were just drills and tests to test the global government response, as Bill Gates said they would. But then that tabletop 3 months ago was 60 plus million dead. I'm not saying that's about to happen. I'm saying they've covered up how bad it is and are now panicking and admitting it's really bad, and that 60 plus million, it was 50 something million, are quarantined, and that this is spiraling out of control. So Mike Adams, you speak Chinese, you're actually reading the local news, you're reading what they're saying on Twitter. What is the, you'll get into all the details in the next few segments, but what is the prime calculation of what's happening? Global pandemic's begun. Highly contagious, high mortality rate, global cover-up. And the answer is, who's behind it? Is it a bioweapon? We see all the staging for that, the pre-programming for that. Regardless, what does this signify? Because China going down the tubes economically doesn't help us, because we've been set up as a binary of them. I don't think it's easy, because they're trying to leak now, oh, Trump's behind it, it's U.S. bioweapon. I don't see any evidence of that, but I do see evidence of a deep state globalist plan to do this, to sink the global economy and try to derail nationalism. What do you see, Mike?
Here's what's emerging. Thank you for having me on. Just to be clear, my wife is from Taiwan, the free version of China, not mainland China. My wife is an American, has been for over 25 years, by the way. She's a great patriot and a Texan.
No, I know she is, well. But you've got a lot of contacts over there.
Yeah, exactly. We run an office over there. So they're scanning the news there and translating it and feeding us back information that's days ahead of the U.S. media. And so what really came out that's now in The Lancet is the results of this study, which is studying the first wave of people who were infected there in Wuhan province, showing a 15% fatality rate and an 83% infection rate among those who are exposed.
And I should have just begun the show with that, but I almost like subconsciously don't want to scare people. But I saw your article last night. I went and read it. I looked at Lancet. Say that slowly again. That's a respected medical journal. What you just said again.
Well, and yes, this was funded by the Chinese government. This was emergency published in The Lancet. I have a link to it. It's online. It's a 15% fatality rate, which is virtually unheard of for such viruses. Usually the fatality rate is 3%, sometimes 1% or a fraction of 1%. So this is many times more fatal, and yet it has a very high, what's called a transmissivity rate, or ability to be transmitted to other people, very high. 83% of those who are exposed are infected, according to this study. And also, it has a very long incubation period. Currently, the family members who were exposed in that study had an 8-day incubation period. Now, what's crucial for people to understand is compared to Ebola, for example, Ebola, you will start flinging blood out of your eyeballs in 48 hours. It's not a stealth virus, not Ebola. You can't pass through airport security with full-blown Ebola because people notice, hey, this person is bleeding all over the place. But with coronavirus, you can go through security. You show no fever for 8 days. You show no symptoms, even though you're
replicating the virus. Is that why they're calling this the 12th monkey scenario?
Well, yeah, that's I've got a headline, the Revenge of the 12 Monkeys, because these virology research centers in China are known to use primates for their medical experiments. Now, the problem with using primates beyond just the animal ethics debate is that primates fight back. So they spit and they claw and they bite and they rip the biohazard suits that are being worn by investigators there or researchers, scientists. And as pointed out in an earlier article in The Lancet, in 2017, a February 2017 article, world scientists, virologists from Europe and other countries, they sounded the alarm over China handling these level four biohazards, saying that the culture of China is one of obedience, where low-level workers, if they have a safety violation or they see an accident, they will not voice it out because they are told not to embarrass communist China. Or they get sent to the gulag and have their organs harvested, or to the Muslim concentration camps and so on. You know, you don't speak out in China. You don't have the democratization of voice that is more present in the scientific community in Western nations.
That's right. You don't have the freedom people fought and died for here. And so that's what's so crazy about this is, obviously, China's collapsing. There's troops everywhere. It's going crazy. I mean, this is like out of a movie. This isn't like SARS where a few people are held and they're scared of it. This looks like a nightmare horror movie so far.
Absolutely. And the scenario that's emerging as the most likely scenario now, according to my assessment, and this modifies some of my earlier comments over the last couple of days, it looks to me like this is a deliberate bioweapon that was accidentally released. So I believe, based on what I know now, that China was developing a bioweapon to eventually deploy against the United States or their other enemies around the world. However, this bioweapon got out in their own backyard. They did not intend to release it on their own people, and now they're paying the price for playing with fire. When you mess around with level four biohazards and you develop self-replicating genetic weapon systems, you'd better not allow your scientists to be infected and go home for Chinese New Year. And that's exactly what it looks like currently. That's what it looks like happened, Alex. Now, both of us reserve our right to adapt our comments as more information becomes available. But that's the best, the most likely scenario that we can see right now.
And we'll walk through, because we've been on the phone hours yesterday, hours today. We're both researching this, talking to our sources. I called my sources it's not like I work for the CIA, folks. The CIA is just a big, giant government agency with all these other compartments. But there's people in there that have information. And they said, people that have given me good information before, they said, no, our word is this is a Chinese bioweapon. Exactly what you just said. In fact, before you told me that separately from my sources inside the Central Intelligence Agency saying the same thing. And it's almost like, did China release this as a false flag to then blame Trump? Because the word is they're going to say, oh, we're at war with the U.S. Now this thing gets released. I mean, there's a lot of craziness going on here. It's very sophisticated. I don't think anybody knows at this point. But the question we need to ask ourselves is, why did the top scientist at the U.N. who recently resigned end up dropping dead last night as well in Switzerland? It's all coming up. The point is, all bets are off, folks. We're in cloud cuckoo land now. And this is a global war against the factions of good and evil. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Band.video.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're always in the danger zone. Being born means you're going to die. Think about that. When you have a child, you're giving them life, giving them destiny, giving them free will. You're giving them death as well, but you're giving them a chance to have a relationship with God, and their spirit lives on forever. That's the great balance of the universe. All right, we'll go back to Mike Adams here in a moment. We've seen so many big health scares by the establishment, grabbing power, setting up world governments, stealing trillions of dollars, forcibly inoculating people, and then we only have more flu, more disease. And then they get caught running depopulation programs. And they get caught with Bill and Melinda Gates, with Jeffrey Epstein and sex cults. That's in the news today. John McCain's wife widow comes out and says, we all knew what he was doing. We were all scared. And then everybody freaked out and said, you're not supposed to say that. That's coming up next hour. George Soros announces that he's pledging his fortune to, quote, fight nationalism and the existence of nation states. Think about that. Nation states are a firewall against political tyrannies like the communists and the Nazis, and against diseases. That's what borders are for, what front doors are for, and screen doors, your own skin on your body, or a cell wall. That's what walls are. They protect things that are good. And there's doors on those walls where you decide to open it or shut it. What it is a check. It's a balance. I got three branches of government, all different departments with walls to balance the power so you don't get one tyrant, a tyrannus. So I'm sitting here last week, and I'm going over inventory and what products we have, what products we don't. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm at my own house making sure my daughters and my son take the winter sun. And I've got a bottle of it here somewhere. The highest quality organic D3 with vitamin K. Why is it called winter sun? Because your body produces vitamin D with the sun, but you don't get it in the winter. Why do you think the illness is spread most in the winter? It's not just that you're locked up inside. It's that your body doesn't have this building block. So will this protect you? Actually, it will. I mean, if your body isn't run down, if you have the proper D3, if you have the other building blocks you need, that's how you're healthy. Everybody knows that. It's run down, unhealthy people that get these diseases. If you're in great shape, get the HIV virus study showed that happens to you. If you're run down, it kills you. So that's what this is all about. And we have the best D3 you're going to find out there at InfoWarsStore.com. Will 100% protect you? Absolutely not. Will sucking air into your lungs protect you? No, but you better do it. InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off, even though it's close to selling out, because every winter we produce a bunch of it in the summer, sell it in the fall and winter. It's usually sold out during the summer. Even though D3 is good then, it's amazing, high quality. Just like our info, it's the highest quality. Under the tongue, get better absorption. X2, the good halogen that counters the bad halogen, fluoride, it's back in stock. It's 40% off, free shipping when you get it with X3 as well. But that's also what funds our operation. So you get great products and you fund the operation. It's so critical. But I've had crew ask me and family, like, well, this is really scary. What do we do? And I'm like, drink a lot of water. And wash your hands and take vitamin D3 and iodine and eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. And then just if stuff gets bad, don't go out at big public events. Don't go out where there aren't people in your immediate group. And that's just simple information. But it doesn't matter, folks. They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. There's all this other crap hitting everybody. And the globalists test how to release a bioweapon and then control the public so they don't respond to it so that people don't see what's hitting them. That's what this is all about. It's not the government doing it. It's like the UN said in that video that came out a month ago. We don't even test the vaccines. Our doctors say it's killing people. The head scientist said, we know it's killing people, but we're just told to do what Big Pharma gives us. You see the compartmentalization? It's happening at the gene editing level. They're not even testing the adjuvants, the additives, much less scanning the genetic code of the altered viruses, bacteria, and other pathogens. Mike Adams, the next three segments, you have the floor. Get into what we're facing in China and what's mounting and the fact that SARS, same virus, a coronavirus, they admit in Lancet has been released before out of their labs, and now where you think this is going.
Let's start with the bombshell. Wall Street Journal confirming today three more cases confirmed in the United States, including one confirmed by the CDC in California. Now, let's do the math on this. If you take the projections of 15% fatality, 83% infection rate for those exposed, as published by the Lancet Science Journal, if you take that times the population of the greater metropolitan Los Angeles area, roughly 12 million people, you get a projected number of fatalities, if these numbers hold true, of 1.4 million dead in Los Angeles. That's not a prediction on my part. We hope that never happens. We hope those numbers are wildly big, but that's what's published in the Lancet. And if you do the math, that's what you get to. Now, secondly, The American people are out panic buying N95 masks. I received a phone call from a major survival supply retailer, even a supplier to other retailers, who said that Chinese companies are in North America right now purchasing up every N95 mask that they can get their hands on in order to send them back to China. That tells you two things. Number one, that they've already run out of N95 masks in China, which is where many of them are made. Secondly, they're going to just drain the supply of N95 masks in North America, both the United States and Canada. Third big point, Alex, is that N95 masks are useless at preventing these infections because they don't create a seal around your face. You need a full face respirator. And we also have, from a translated article out of Taiwan, the Taiwan Press, this is in Chinese only, we have doctors stating from the Wuhan province that they are getting infected, the doctors themselves infected through their eyeballs. In other words, eye mucus. They had facial masks on, but they did not have goggles and full face respirators. They got infected, and they are trying to spread the word that just having your mouth and nose covered is not enough. So people who think they can go out and buy N95 masks and then walk around and be safe from this coronavirus, they're kidding themselves. And finally, well, actually, I've got a lot more news here, Alex. We need to talk about what happens if there are quarantines in American cities, as there already are, affecting 53 million Chinese. But the other thing, even when people have full face respirators, most people don't know how to decontaminate themselves before they remove those respirators. And in the process of removing them, they will contaminate themselves. So most people are unable to not touch their eye or scratch their mouth or scratch a nose or, you know, scratch an eye, corner of their eye, whatever. They will contaminate themselves. So unless you have been trained in biosafety protocols, you are not going to be able to reasonably protect yourself from this, even if you have the right gear. Finally, Alex, actually I've got a long list of these things. People are passing through airport security undetected because they don't have fevers. In this Lancet article, they talked about how 2% of the people who are affected by this showed no symptoms of fever, no respiratory symptoms. Instead, they showed digestive symptoms, diarrhea, vomiting, loss of appetite, digestive upset, things like that. So no fever. So if you have an outbreak and you're scanning travelers at airports and 2 out of 100 are slipping through when they are multiplying the virus and they're incubating it, then you have a non-contained situation. Right now, today, President Trump should absolutely ban all flights from the Wuhan region of China into the United States of America, especially Hawaii. And yet that is not happening. The WHO is sitting on its hands saying we will not declare this to be a global pandemic until we have outbreaks in other countries beyond China. So you've got this bureaucracy that's delaying things while the labs are backed up with tissue samples trying to confirm how many cases there are. At this point, the labs are probably 2 or 3 weeks backed up on their samples.
Well, that was my next question. There's no way to know, but all hell's breaking loose in China. Is the government using this as an excuse to crack down, or is this, because it's only hurting their stock market, or is this really a real crisis?
Well, it's clearly a real crisis, and there are financial implications for China and the United States that are worthy of an entire full discussion. But China is already in a bubble market in many ways itself. It's had bank failures that it's tried to cover up with its own central bank bailouts. For example, you know, it's in a real estate bubble. It's in the same kind of bubble that in many ways the United States and other countries are in. This could be devastating. When you look at, you know, you take that 15% times 83%, and it means 12 out of every 100 people who are exposed could be expected to die. If you lose 12% of your population, what happens to your financial markets? What happens to faith in the financial markets when you have a faith-driven market that is already irrational? You know, irrational
exuberance. That's right. Stay there. Mike Adams of Natural News. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars. Hour 2, straight ahead.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide. You
We know the globalists believe they're the social Darwinists that are about to cleanse the earth of the human scourge so they can have all the resources. And that's what they're into. And when I got up here Friday, when the Wall Street Journal had a big article about Endgame being banned off of Amazon, I wasn't trying to sell a DVD. I mean, this film breaks down their own admissions. I'm very proud of this. It's very professionally done. And this is really what they're doing. And so we have natural outbreaks. We have natural things going on. But you've got a big, powerful elite that don't need humans anymore. They've got robots to do it. And they want to get rid of the population. So people are calling this the 12th monkey scenario. Mike Adams has written an article about it. But you've got to understand, it's not fiction. This is really their plan. And you can sit around and go, well, there are too many people or this or that. Well, let me just tell you, you're not part of the elect that they think are going to be down in the bunkers, are going to be protected. So here's the trailer from that movie back in the 1990s, 12 Monkeys. But it's not some lone scientist stealing a bioweapon out of a lab, folks, because, you know, those people exist as well. This is a coordinated preparation. I don't think this one's the big one. I think it's going to be bad. But Bill Gates says this will be used to train us for the world government that'll be in place. And when they really do the main attacks, they'll be in control and be able to control it and have economic and scientific control to be able to cover up who was behind it. So here's 12 Monkeys.
You're a very good observer, Cole.
We have a very advanced program, something very different.
An opportunity to reduce your sentence considerably.
And possibly play an important role in returning the human race to the surface of the Earth.
No license, no prints, no warrants.
Buddy took on five cops like he was dusted to the eyeballs.
What year is this?
What year do you think it is?
1996.
That's the future, James. Do you think you're living in the future?
I am simply trying to gather information to help the people in the present trace the path of the virus.
We're not in the present now.
This is a place for crazy people.
I'm not saying you're not mentally ill. For all I know, you're crazy as a loon.
The army of the 12 monkeys, they're the ones that spread the virus.
Monkeys?
He's been living in a meticulously constructed fantasy world, and that world is starting to disintegrate.
You haven't become addicted to that dying world?
No, sir.
He needs help.
I think I'm crazy when people start dying next month. I don't belong here.
You're here because of the system.
I know some things that you don't know.
Yes, my son.
You sent me to the wrong year.
You're certain of that?
Science ain't an exact science.
You had a bullet from World War I in your leg, James. How did it get there?
I don't know.
You're a trained psychiatrist. You know the difference between what's real and what's not.
You said that I had delusions. You said you could explain.
I'm trying to.
I want the future to be unknown.
I can help you. Get you out.
Don't even try.
We're all monkeys.
The thing mutates. We live underground.
They're watching you.
I just want to do my part to get us back on top in charge of the planet.
I just want to do my part. Get us back on top in charge of the planet. So who is it that's trying to build this thing? We'll go to break, come back. Mike Adams, do one more segment and go through all this. But this is big. The martial law response in China, the hysteria, what's happening here, the fact that there's economic war going on, the trial of the president happening at the same time. This is a very special time that we're alive in right now. I'm trying to figure out the best ways to protect ourselves and our families. But make no mistake, this is historical crossroads we've reached. There's no other way to put it. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Rams. You've done a great job with Over the Horizon Radar, predicting what's going to happen so far. Recap how big this virus is and that China is in collapse over this. I mean, Xi Jinping says it's a giant threat. Troops, tanks, death numbers much higher. Lancet saying 15% mortality rate. That itself, I pray to God, is it true? Why the hell would Lancet be putting that out? We've never seen anything like this since the Spanish flu that killed between 20 and 50 million people in 1918.
Well, the only notable weakness of that study published in The Lancet is that it was a relatively small sample size because this hasn't caused the number of casualties yet that it may in the days ahead. So let us pray that those numbers are overzealous and may settle. However, epidemiologists all around the world seeing those numbers, no doubt, are absolutely freaking out because they've never seen these kinds of numbers with the ability for this disease to be transmitted to other people in near proximity. It means that this will become, well, it will not just be squared, the number of infections, but cubed every few days if it gets unleashed in a metropolitan area based on those numbers. So there's really no way to control this.
Explain what cubed means. Instead of an exponential growth, it's...
Well, no, it's an exponential growth, but to the power of three. So one person infects three infect nine. Nine, in fact, 27 and 81 and so on. That's how it goes. So it's not just doubling 2, 4, 8, 16. It's actually tripling every time. Those are the numbers that are actually being reported for this virus, which causes many people to correctly believe that this is weaponized. It's been engineered as a weapon against human beings. Look, I think the seafood market story is a cover story. They're just trying to...
Well, no kidding, but I'm watching as a person. I've never seen such panicked medical videos. The Chinese can be like, people are being mowed down. They're calm about it. They're running around like it's the end of the world. You watch these videos, dropping dead, the doctors panicking. Doctors don't normally act like that. China sees all sorts of stuff. What the hell's going on?
Well, clearly the Chinese government is not being very open with us about the severity of this. But if you look at their actions, why are they building an emergency 10,000-bed hospital in 1 week? Which is unheard of, by the way, in the history of the world. Clearly, they expect 10,000 people to need hospital beds, probably many more. And if that's the case, then no doubt, maybe 100,000 people are already infected there. And clearly, you know, we did a story on this. We know 300,000 people escaped Wuhan province by road as they were bringing the quarantine down in the railways and the airports. You know, you can't contain a city, a region of millions of people when they have other options to get out. And no one wants to be stuck in a quarantine, by the way. I mean, would you? You know, would anybody who's watching, if your city was under quarantine, wouldn't you try to get out? You don't want to be locked in there with people who have this deadly disease with a 15% fatality rate. Oh, and there's one more thing I forgot to mention. According to the Lancet study, the survivors have a 12% rate of permanent severe heart injury. So we're talking about this thing attacks the heart, it attacks the lungs, it attacks the digestive tract, and if you survive it, you're going to have heart damage for the rest of your life. I mean, imagine, this is weaponized, this is engineered to attack the human genome, to attack human organs. This is not from some snake, from some pig, you know, cross pig, cross snake, cross bat. You know, they're eating bats over there.
By the way, you said that over a week ago. They now admit it didn't come out of a hospital, it didn't come out of a... It didn't come out of some grocery store. It didn't come out of some weird animal sales place. They're saying it's a bioweapon.
No, this is clearly engineered because, again, epidemiologists and virologists themselves have never seen anything like this that's this aggressive and this, quote, successful at infecting human beings. And we've got to cover – look, I mean, I don't want to cause panic here, but people need to think ahead more than one step. If this spreads in Los Angeles, which is one of the flight destinations of people from China, one of the most common destinations, in Seattle as well, what will happen if Los Angeles is put under quarantine? What will happen? You need to think ahead about logistics. What will happen to grocery stores? Well, they're wiped out in Wuhan province. What will happen to fuel supplies? What will happen to social chaos in America? Because in China, they just deploy the military. Okay, they don't have posse comitatus there. In Los Angeles, the gangs will run the city. the police will go home to protect their families. Again, I don't want to over predict this. I hope it doesn't happen. But the Wall Street Journal today is already reporting diagnosed cases in California and Washington State and other places across America. And those are the ones they know of. What about the ones they don't know?
Let's go back to the origin of it. Let's go back to both Bill and Melinda Gates, and let's go back to the companies creating and patenting the coronavirus and the tabletop exercise 3 months ago of 65 million dead they conducted.
Well, that software simulation did not even use these numbers of fatalities and transmission rates, because these had never been seen before. So that 65 million predicted dead globally from that pandemic, that's a lowball figure compared to this. If they were to rerun that simulation using these new numbers, it would be a couple hundred million, maybe more.
We have a normalcy bias where we live here in a so-called free country, still has a lot of freedoms, and we see other countries that aren't living in freedom. We think, oh, we're okay. Your neighbor dies, well, your neighbor dies. But you really pull back and look at this. This is scary. You look at the political stuff going on. What's the big picture? Why would Deep State Specter, or why would a globalist group that had this thing cooked up, why would they release it now if that's the case?
Well, they've been building these for a long time, planning on a strategic release at a certain time in a certain region. And understand, Bill Gates and his efforts have focused on depopulation in Africa and third world nations such as Central and South America. Guess where coronavirus is the most successful? In equatorial regions. This is going to devastate, if it gets out, it's going to devastate India, the second most populous nation in the world. It's going to devastate the Middle East, Africa, Central and South America, and parts of Mexico, even parts of the southern United States, such as Florida, Los Angeles, Houston, Texas, even. Anywhere that's warm and that's humid is going to be very strongly impacted by this. Now, the regions that are going to be safer will be, you know, Canada, Northern Europe, Boston, you know, the colder regions. But the West Coast of America, Seattle, even though it's more north in terms of its latitude, it's still more of a temperate climate, and it could be subjected to this. So this is a weapon, Alex, to answer your question, that's fine-tuned to kill third world populations. This is going to devastate developing nations, third world nations, all those that I just mentioned.
That was my next question. I mean, the race-specific bioweapon, if it's that, it looks like that, who would be releasing this?
Well, any number of globalists would be releasing it. This has been their goal. You've covered it so many times, the virologists who wish they could be reincarnated as a deadly virus to devastate humankind. This is not just limited to one country. I don't think this is America. This is a global effort to build a bioweapon to depopulate humanity, and I think they accidentally let it out before they totally perfected it. And that's why we may be safe. We may be able to stop this. I don't think this is the final doomsday weapon. I think this is sort of version 4, and they want to have version 12, and they're not there yet, but this got out. That's my best guess based on current information.
Well, we know that they've worked with China on one-child policies, and that China is controlled by the globalists. And so if they don't depopulate their people, they have their money cut off. So people say, well, why would China do this themselves? You're right. I remember the dictator after Mao said, have a nuclear war. We want to get rid of our people. There's too many. That's China's problem. There's too many people. So they have this weird, sick relationship. But you're right. They don't seem ready for this. It just seems really crazy. Mike Adams, I really appreciate you spending time with us tonight. You've done an amazing job with the reportage and what you've been doing over at National News.
Pray for humanity. And I pray for the safety of all your listeners and all of you there at InfoWars. We'll give you more updates in the days ahead.
Thank you. Guys, it's insane. Everything is insane. All right. I've got some other news I'm going to hit when we come back. And then we've got Owen Schroyer in studio with us, fresh out of jail. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
China was under attack for 5 years before World War II started. But the United States was actually in China at war with Japan. Think about that. And so the people running America at that time put Mao Zedong into power in 1949. It was a big split in the U.S. government against that and against putting communists in and throwing out Chiang Kai-shek. But why do I say that now? This deadly virus breaking out in China right now that is certainly particularly novel and ill-fated for those that come into contact with it is going to be used by the media to create sympathy for China. And the rumors that they're going to be put out that Trump has put out a bioweapon against China. But the Chi-Coms have said they don't care about their population. They paid through the government to have enforcers kill over 100 million little girls. So they don't want Chinese. They see their public as scum, as trash. They don't value life as communists. But now Xi Jinping is so concerned about every Chinese person that drops dead from this. So if you want to know how China and the globalists are going to counter Trump and are standing up to China, the globalist monkey's paw, it's with this event. This is meant to make us feel sorry for China. This is meant to then be a pretext for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to get even more power and more control, because I'm going to play this clip. As we sit here so comfortably tonight talking about the world, while George Soros gives speeches at Davos about how he pledges himself to destroy nationalism, we have a window into the whole thing right here. We all knew, close quote, John McCain's widow comments on Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking charges. And then once she said it on national television, the video's up at newswars.com. People went, wait a minute, you all knew? He was, in fact, she even said, I knew a little girl, like a 14-year-old girl he grabbed, but I wouldn't say anything. Because you were a kept woman of the very same thing we're talking about. And so I'm not exaggerating, I've got more than 10 stories that big sitting on this desk right now. And you might ask yourself, why don't I cover them? Because to just mention it does not do it justice. It's like saying, this old lady got kidnapped and raped and killed. Big deal. If we don't build her up as a human and make a big deal about it, it doesn't matter. And I can't talk about these crimes being committed unless I emotionally interface with it and talk about it. That's my weakness, is I just can't flippantly sit here and talk about this stuff. Because I sit here, I have the emotional response. This is what I've realized. This is my, I'm going to release tonight my big weak point. I can't research this news and have my original spiritual, emotional response to it that's so pure and so real, and then do it again later. It's so authentic. And I know you're the same way. No one's ever talked about this stuff. This is stuff that academics might know, and they try to compress, they try to block, but we're doing it right now together. Because that's what this is right now. So the real headline is, John McCain's wife admits cover-up of child kidnapping blackmail ring. I mean, that's what she just did. But then you've got to gauge, like, well, she was Stockholm Syndrome before, or she didn't know, or is this a... The point is, things are so wild now, you just got to go with your gut and swing for the fences, folks. But that's what we're talking about here. That's what's real. That's happening now. Because the system thought, well, if we could just silence InfoWars and people like them, we'll never have to worry about what we did, when the way to counter this was never do the thing to begin with. Think about that. I should have started the show today with John McCain's widow says they covered up child kidnapping rings. She says it on TV. See, the Bible says when you enter this phase, they can't help it. They will indict themselves. I want listeners to realize we're part of the moment when all the things they've done to innocent people, these compartmentalized devil worshipers, is all just going to come out, and there's no way for them to even suppress it because they're not conscious beings. They're slaves. Ms. McCain is a slave. I don't say that like as powerful, like, oh, she's a slave, I'm big and powerful. She's been a slave her whole life. Her daddy, John McCain's dead now. She's out there saying, we were all scared. We're all slaves. Everybody goes, don't tell them that. Don't tell everybody. This is what intimidated us. This is what dominated us. This is what told us what to do. Here, let's just go out to break with John McCain's widow talking about her covering up the child kidnapping rings. Here it is.
Everything, it hides in plain sight. Epstein was hiding in plain sight. We all knew about him. We all knew what he was doing. But we had no one that was, legal aspect that would go after him. They were afraid of him. For whatever reason, they were afraid of him.
Because you weren't a leader,
also,
whore.
Someone said, BS, we're not afraid of you anymore and what you're doing. It's not only wrong, it's illegal, it's, you know, all those things. It's like a house of cards now. It's going to start tumbling, believe me. And these guys, if they don't leave the country, number one, they're going to get caught. And they're going and they, not only will they get caught, but they're going to be made examples of. And that's exactly what we should be doing with these guys, especially.
Right. When I come back, I'm going to apologize for saying that, because I'm a whore, too. That's kind of a compliment. But, you know, my whole point is that why didn't you do it before? Why were you waiting for it to break when we did it? We did it. This audience, you did it. We were, you see, look for that authority. Like, why were you waiting? John McCain's wife.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
I can see for miles and miles, Owen. But the problem is, things change once you see something. You don't know what happens to the next level. What do you make, Owen, since you got released from jail in D.C.? We'll cover that next segment and all the craziness that's taking place unfolding.
Well, I think what America is witnessing right now is something we already knew. It's just we're seeing the illustrations in the 3D world. There's a two-tiered justice system. It doesn't just apply to, you know, members of Congress or members of the government. It applies to the average citizen, too, where, as illustrated by me, if you are a leftist, liberal, Soros, organized and funded protest, and there's 40 of you outside the entryway of the Capitol building. You're allowed to demonstrate all day long, as much as you'd like. No arrests, no questions, no asks to be removed or shut down. But if you're one man with tape over his mouth and a tiny piece of paper, they tell you to shut it down and take you to jail and then hold me overnight, which is something totally unprecedented for such a small misdemeanor as well.
We'll talk about that.
That's how it goes, Alex.
But while you've been lavishing yourself in a D.C. prison.
Oh, yeah, with all the cockroaches.
With Ronald McDonald and all these other guys. Kobe Bryant's dead. Members of his family, his daughter, others. Terrible thing. Giant mass outbreaks, martial law in China. A lot of hell's breaking loose right now.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what is, you know, the bouncing ball. What do we need to be focusing on? Is it this outbreak? Is it the impeachment? Nobody's watching the impeachment, by the way. It's like zero ratings. It's like a total ratings flop. Nobody cares. It's the boy that cried wolf. So I think people,
you know, the new definition of pretentiousness or sanctimoniousness is Schiff. I mean, that guy is a joke.
I don't know, Alex. I feel like it's the 4th of July and the sun already set like an hour ago. And we're all kind of sitting around waiting for the fireworks. Like, okay, 4th of July, we're all out here. And we're kind of staring at Trump. And we're like, all right, like, we know the fireworks are coming. And it's the 4th of July. It's like, yeah, we know the Democrats are committing all these crimes. Like, you know, when is the hammer going to drop here? We keep seeing the TikTok and the Fox News and the breaking this and the investigation of Ilhan Omar and this and all. And it's like, we're just kind of sitting here, like, on the 4th of July on our picnic blanket. Like, don't worry, kids. Oh, the fireworks will start soon. And meanwhile, censorship continues. Trump supporters continue to get attacked in the streets. The fake impeachment scandal continues to go on, costing us millions of dollars. The two-tiered justice system continues. And we just sit here to report on all of it like we have been for decades at InfoWars. And, you know, nobody wants to talk about the fact that we are right. Nobody wants to talk about all the stuff we talk about. And then when Epstein finally dies in prison, and it's obvious he killed himself, oh, now McCain's wife is going to all of a sudden talk about it. Like, yeah, that's the deep state. They were afraid to bring him down. Oh, now it's news, Alex. It was affirmed by a member of the deep state's wife. So now we can cover it. How convenient.
But let's talk about that. We're going to play the clip here in a moment. What does it, because I should have started the show with this, not just the virus, not just all of it. In hindsight, it's always easy to see what the top story is. Why would John McCain's wife say, we all knew they were running sex slavery? She even said, we knew a girl they were running. She just admitted to knowing about a crime. But don't worry, they're all about to go down now. That sounds like a rat leaving a sinking ship.
Well, and maybe that's what it is. Maybe anybody and everybody that was involved at any level thinks, oh, if I say, oh, yeah, I knew it was really bad, like, that's like a reprieve. Like, oh, okay, now I won't be looked at or investigated or demonized. When this all comes out.
Yeah, they all hoped it would be like, me too. Like a guy asked me out once, me too. A guy kissed me once, me too. Instead of like kids in rape dungeons and devil worship and child sacrifice, they hope they can be like, you're right. Pedophilia is bad. Men ask women out. Look at the Gillette commercial. But it isn't going to work now, is it?
Honestly.
You're right. This is rats leaving the sinking ship.
It's actually, Alex, it's such a whirlwind. It's such a blur. But
no, it's a blur now. It's a blur because I haven't covered one-tenth of the stuff. George Soros says he'll stop, quote, nationalism and nations. He's going to fight nations.
But what do we do, Alex? Because we've got literally brainwashed masses. I mean, these are...
And some weird-ass Nazi collaborators.
These are we're dealing with millions of brainwashed people that are mentally defective, Alex. And it's not something that I take pleasure in talking about. And again, it's like it's all a blur, but I flash back to the Women's March where I'm just sitting there saying, hey, Jeffrey Epstein was running sex slaves. They all covered it up in the mainstream news with ABC. And they're like, get out of here. Get out of here, fascists. We don't want to hear about that. It's like, that is the Me Too. A sex slave? Like, does it get worse than that? I mean, but yeah, it's got Bill Clinton's rapes, but I mean.
But you realize everything happening right in here is the answer. And I'm not just saying this to like. Be flippant. I want listeners to understand this is a very important moment in InfoWars lore and everybody's lore. The globalists thought nobody would get satellites. Nobody would build infrastructure. Nobody would hire crew. Nobody would hire host. Nobody would put freedom forward. So I'm going to say this again very slowly. They knew all this was going to happen. They were going to do all this, but they weren't expecting me and Owen and you. And that's what's so beautiful about this and sickeningly delicious. They thought they'd pull all this off with no opposition and that no one, because, you know, it did take something. It took you spreading the word, praying for us and financially supporting us. But we built something that was real because we thought we're coming to a fight. We believe people would take action. And guess what, Owen? We did it. But getting Trump elected was only one part of it. Now is the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. And so that's really the incredible thing here is that anytime goodness or people that are just out for a fair shake, I don't claim to be the purest person on the planet, but I'm out to F innocent people over. I love God, I love Jesus. The fact that we stood up, the fact that listeners stood us up, this isn't some hype on some show just saying this happened. This is it. This is the epicenter. We did it. You did it. The crew in there did it. All of us together, this work, all this action created the place for there to be an opposition. Like people sit back and it's like, you think this studio is easy to build? You think the microphones, the servers, the satellites, the crew, the lawyers, the attacks, the lawsuits? But we did it because evil isn't stronger than us. And so I think at the end of the day, listeners need to understand that. And affiliate owners and all the viewers and TV stations need to understand this is a truly Americana experience. America came out of the mud like a flower out of the Nile again. America came up again and stood up for victory. America didn't need George Soros or the New World Order or the Chi-Coms. It just did it again. That's the power of the people. That's the power of spirit. That's the power that manifests again to bring us this level of fight.
Well, if you'll indulge me for a second, Alex, I think there's a certain level of the victories we're having that have been a little too comforting for people, including Trump and the White House, because when I see what InfoWars represents is basically a spaceship staring the Death Star down, saying there's only one way to go, and that's full steam ahead, right into the Death Star, and just blow right up into it. For me, it's saying, hey, you know what? You're going to arrest me right where these demonstrators were yesterday so that I can illustrate the two-tiered system that you have here? Fine. Trump getting in, that was a crack. A president they don't control doesn't mean Trump's perfect. It means we got somebody in that they don't control, that they hate, that actually wants to be the president. So there's all these cracks, but the problem is people stare at InfoWars or stare at Alex Jones or stare at Trump and say, yeah, go, instead of realizing, no, you get off the bench. You ram your head into that wall. There's a crack, but it's still there. The wall is still there. We have to destroy it.
We're only lasing the target. InfoWars only points out the attack. They have to carry it out. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Bigger than just Owen Schroyer, an InfoWars reporter arrested in D.C. last week, giving his exclusive statement right now. The story's about the prisons in America versus what's on the border, what the media claims is happening to the immigrants. We've got the countdown happening right now to the virus being released. We're on air covering it. We've got the trial of the president that continues tomorrow. We'll be covering live, but describe D.C. jail for people versus Elijah Cummings, rest in hell, bitching about kids 6 years ago under Obama not having proper diapers.
So I was actually stunned at the state of the central block in the Washington, D.C. jails where they held me for overnight, more than 24 hours. Because the average Democrat goes down to an illegal immigrant facility, and if they see a dead bug or if they see, you know, a pillow that's not fluffed or a fence, God forbid, all hell breaks loose. They raise hell. They have to get the funds. They have to demonize, activate the ACLU, activate the SPLC, activate everybody. Oh, my gosh, the poor illegal immigrants in their free facilities that are better than most daycares in this country. If the average liberal Democrat saw the condition that the central block D.C. jail was in, they would be appalled. Now, I'm not even sitting here trying to say, oh, they need to have swank, you know, luxurious jail cells. My point is that
you're just reporting what you saw.
American citizens get dirt. And if you're a Democrat, though, and you see something from
well, tell them what it was like.
All right. So this is I've been to jail a few times in my life. I'm not proud of it. I'm not going to say I'm not or am proud of this last thing, but I've never been to a jail where they don't give you either a pillow, a blanket, or a pad to lay on. First one I've ever seen where they don't give you anything. You just lay on a metal sheet. Your cell, you could try to count the cockroaches, but there'll be too many to count. You turn your head, you're going to see 30 live cockroaches running around. You're going to see 30 dead cockroaches just belly up, and you're going to see 30 dead cockroaches, just blood and guts smeared all over the wall, all over your bed. Like nobody's cleaned the facilities in decades. And this is what you sleep on.
You just visited Planet Cockroach.
And again, if those type of facilities were seen at an illegal immigration facility, it would be like, you know, stop everything, stop the presses, burn the White House down. Like, we have to do something for these non-Americans.
Meanwhile, the facilities are like glistening, like teachers.
Oh, they're better than the average public school at the average illegal immigration
facility. So you're inside this hellhole.
And where I was, they put the worst in D.C. And, you know, when I got out.
For wearing a piece of tape over your mouth.
Because I had a piece of tape over my mouth and I had a piece of paper. And let me just say this, Alex, because when I got arrested, the security guards at the Capitol building were basically like, we support your cause. We like your content. We like InfoWars. We like Alex Jones. What you guys doing is great. And I'm like, well, you know, you just arrested me. You know, you guys are the ones that let them do it all day long. So I don't even want to sit here and talk trash on these poor guys. And then this guy who arrested me, his first arrest ever, ironically enough, the two times I've been arrested in D.C., it's their first arrest ever. So they get in, and my estimation is that they basically get run by the only Democrat in the police force when they get into processing. Because all the other cops are like, yeah, we're all Republicans here. We're all conservatives. We all love Trump. And again, I'm like, well, you guys are the ones arresting me. So, I mean, who am I really going to sit here and point fingers at? But then, Alex, on the official arrest document, and again, the arresting officer is just like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. The processing officer comes in and says, the victim of this crime is society. So they literally have on document that society is a victim of me. And if you were
a piece of tape over your mouth.
And if you're at the event, Alex, and you can see the videos, they're at band.video and Infowars.com on all the stories we put out. The crowd is cheering me on. The crowd is literally cheering me on. I was having all kinds of people come up and shake my hand and take pictures, say how much they love me and everything.
So the question is, who ordered him to do this?
So who ordered him to do it? But more than anything, why do they just have to lie? Why do the D.C. police have to go along with a lie? Why do these security guards have to go along with a lie? Is it just because they want to keep their job? Are they just yes men? And again, I ended up talking to these guys. They're good men, but why are you taking illegal orders? You know the Remove Trump protesters are out there all the time for hours on end, 40 demonstrators minimum. I was one man, the whole crowd was behind me, and you still arrested me. So why are you sitting here putting out reports saying that society was a victim of my quote-unquote demonstration that was silent and peaceful and a fraction of the size of the one that was there just days before?
But it just shows, because the deep state runs everything, and these people will all be fired if they don't do it. And like you said, they apologize to you later. Well, why does everyone follow the order? At a certain point, it's got to stop.
And so that's
I would ask this question. What is the order you won't follow? Because they could just ignore you out there.
Or but they could have just walked me out of the building. If they had to get me out, they could have just walked me out like they do to Jane Fonda. But no, they had to put the cuffs on me because they were told to do it.
By Nadler.
Well, I think we've got, the legal proceedings are ongoing with the litigation, but we've got some pretty shocking developments that when I told Norm, I was like, hey, man, I think Nadler, someone from the Democrats, was like, yeah, make sure he's arrested because I'm standing outside. This is during the congressional Nadler hearing, and I'm standing outside. The cops want to let me go, but they had to keep holding me there. I wasn't even in cuffs. They were just told, yeah, hold him. Wait. And I was like, yeah, I think my theory was, yeah, Nadler said go arrest him. And then it comes out like they're trying to ban me from the Capitol grounds. That can only come from Congress. So, I mean, look. And this is what I was saying earlier, Alex. The reason why they attack Alex Jones, the reason why they attack InfoWars, the reason why they arrest Owen Schroer is because we're the ones banging our heads against the wall. The reason why they go against Trump, he's the one banging his head against the wall inside the Oval Office. My point is, if we don't start standing up for one another in the moment of the fight, which would be the security guard saying, you know what, we're not going to arrest him. What are you going to do, fire me? The police officer saying, you know what, we're not going to take the central block.
Imagine if more people show up and people go, oh, don't worry, the Senate trial's failing. It's an illegal trial.
Exactly.
The whole thing's a damn fraud. At a certain point, because, you know, they already said, oh, we're going to have more impeachments now.
Oh, they're never going to stop. And again, though, not only is the impeachment illegal, no one is even following it anymore. Nobody's even watching. The ratings have crashed. I mean, it's a total joke. And you get these Adam Schiffs and everybody coming up here puffing up their chest. Oh, look at me. The cameras are on me. Oh, I'll get that Trump this time for the fourth straight year of not being able to get him. We'll find him. And the average person that just doesn't know any better just sees it going on and thinks it must be legit. They don't know how corrupt that dirtbag Adam Schiff is hanging out with Ed Buck with overdose dead bodies in his basement. I mean, my goodness.
But you can't make it up. But again, you can't make this up.
Well, you know as well as anybody, if you have any doubt that there's a deep state, if you have any doubt that there's a shadow government, if you have any doubt about this corruption, just try to fight it for one day. Just stand up to it one day.
Because they'll come after you.
And see what happens. And even Trump, I mean, Trump knew it was corrupt. And he even got in. He's like,
he said,
wow.
I can't believe it's
like. He's like, I didn't believe it was this bad. I mean, even for me, I'm sitting, Alex, I did not expect to get arrested. I mean, I really didn't. I mean, I went there.
So let me ask you this. What do they pull next? Because, you know, they're going to pull some more stuff here.
Well, what they're trying to do right now, as far as the Trump thing is concerned, they're rolling out John Bolton's new book. So it's the same playbook, Alex. Oh, roll out a book conveniently timed to put wind behind the sails of this.
It's like, look, it's a book
by John Bolton. Oh yeah, and then you know, conservative neocons will say, well, John Bolton, he's a respectable, admirable person, so you need to read and check out this book. And then they'll bring it up on the impeachment trial. So really, what's going on here, Alex? You have publicly funded anti-Trump advertising happening 24/7. That's what this impeachment is. It's publicly funded anti-Trump advertising 24/7.
But Roger, and we all warned him. I mean, look at John Bolton. I mean.
Well, and that's another point, too.
Bringing him into your midst is not a good move.
That's another point, too. I mean, look at. It's just. And that's the thing, too. When does Trump take action, too? I mean, when does Trump finally turn the screws on these people and say, enough is enough? I've had enough. I mean, you look at Roger Stone. You look at Michael Flynn. You look at Alex Jones. You look at Owen Troy. You can go down the list, ladies and gentlemen. When do we finally see some justice? When do we see some action? When does Barr take action? When does Trump stand up for these people by name in a, and I, you know, I don't know what's going through Trump's head. He's obviously got an election coming up. He's obviously very busy dealing with the globalists and trying to be president of the United States. But I mean, my God, I can't get the globalists off his back. Okay. I can't do it. Only he can do
that. Well, plus if somebody's shooting at me and misses, pow, 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 my bullets, I don't go, well, they missed. I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah, like, oh, that's fine. Keep shooting.
Okay, great. They missed a bunch. You can't let them keep shooting. It's un-American. It's illegal. It's BS. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I think America is obviously getting tired of the impeachment scam. The question is going to be, when will America rise up like they did in Virginia on Monday? That's what we need.
And that was beautiful. All right. You'll be back tomorrow, 3 p.m. Central with The War Room. I'm Alex Jones, 11 a.m. David Knight, 8 a.m. Central, Infowars.com. The only power it has is you. You are the Infowar. Spread those links. We salute you. Great job to the crew. Pray for folks in China, around the world with this coronavirus. Pray that people be healed. Stay with us.